This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
A series of actions and events has occurred here that directly and adversely impact the work of our federal officers. For example, the mayor of Oakland has been actively seeking to help illegal aliens avoid apprehension by ICE. So California absolutely appears to me is using every power it has, powers it doesn't have, to frustrate federal law enforcement. So you can be sure I'm going to use every power I have to stop that.
This is really unprecedented for the chief law enforcement of the United States to come out to California and act more like Fox News than a law enforcement officer. There's been a lot of concern about people, foreign people, who sow division and discord. Now we have the Attorney General doing precisely that. This is a time to build bridges, not walls, to pull Americans together, not set us apart. And like so many in the Trump administration, this Attorney General has no regard for the truth. What he said earlier today is not true. It is a lie.
What was the lie? I didn't pick up on that. Did you hear a lie? What Governor Brown was talking about? I mean, look at let's debate the issue on its merits. I mean, how does California feel that they are abiding, you know, by the law, and that they are protecting their own citizens by becoming a sanctuary state? And what is their motivation in doing this? I mean, many have said and suggested, and of course, you know, that's when you get kind of on slippery slope here. All indicators are, it would seem, if you have that perspective, that, you know, California's motivation and the Democrats' motivation of illegals coming into this country is to buttress up their base. Figure, hey, if they do something good for illegals, then the illegals will be beholden to them, and they will vote for them and keep them in office. And the thing that I'm challenged is knowing these illegals. I say knowing, 70% are from Mexico in California. Most Mexicans, the way they're raised with conservative values. They get this stuff. There's some things they're liberal on. But even when you speak with, them, illegals, when they want to be honest, they know their game in the system. They're taking advantage, and they say, look, and why not? The stupid Americans are allowing for this to happen. So, hey, we'll do this. Plus, on top of it, there's other things that are going on systemically, as we've discussed, a couple of weeks ago. And that is that when President Obama closed the gate, it really forced people to say, look, I got to get on the other side of the wall or the gates there, so that I can still provide for my family, instead of having the ability to cross the border as they previously did without any problem. So, the thing that's crazy is they now, if they're here, then they're stuck. They're, in a sense, the system has caused them to stay here, and because they're not allowed to go back. I mean, some people think that everybody that crosses the border wants to be in America, and I got to tell you, and I had to learn this from my grandfather. My grandfather was a Mexican. He did not want to even be buried in America. He was very loyal, to Mexico, which is kind of ironic when you consider that the federales came in and stole all his property a little bit at a time and left him dead on several occasions. But he was still a Mexican. He wanted to be on the homeland. He didn't want to be in California or any part of America. This is why when he crossed back to the border, he tore up his immigration papers, tore up his citizenship, and said, that's it. I'm here where I need to be. And he was happy to do that. And there are many Hispanics, Mexicans alike, that feel the same way, and I respect that. But we're not having that conversation because of guys like Governor Brown. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Quite the lineup today. In the first hour, we're going to be talking with a former FBI agent, former judge and immigrant specialist, and Steve, the movie guy, is going to be coming up. It's just about, as I say, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lots of great information there. Also, a new sponsor, Poly MVA, highly recommended. Boy, what a powerful nutritional supplement for you. It is so powerful that even the FDA has to agree that it resolves cancer. Is that stop you in your tracks? They can't say the C word for whatever reason. But as the owner asked me, what's the difference between curing and resolving? Well, the difference is the FDA can live with resolving, not curing. But try it out for yourself. Anderson Medical Clinic has discovered that this is a power drug, along with the a power nutrition. This is a natural nutritional supplement. This isn't a prescribed, drug kind of thing. And, it's available right there. Just click on it, upper right-hand corner of the website. And whether you have cancer or not, well, I'll tell you, this is incredible. For me, I discovered a long time ago the B-complex, and this is in the basis part of it. And I'm not a scientist, so I'm just giving you a general anecdotal experience from my standpoint. And my body responds to a B-complex, in terms of energy, what it does. I tell people, look, if you're feeling tired, this oxygenates your red blood cells and it gives you energy. It deals with helps you deal with depression, all that good stuff. So it gives you, a good feeling. It's all those good things that your cells want. We could go on and on, and we'll talk more about it in the days and months ahead. I just so endorse this product and highly recommend it to you. Anyway, we're waiting for Jack Owens. Jack Owens is not only an author of a new book, Puck, a novel, Don't Shoot, We're Republicans, and Watchmen, JFK's Last Ride. He is a 30-year veteran of the FBI. FBI under a lot of scrutiny. It just seems like on so many turns, and I'm looking forward to talking to Jack here, with him being a 30-year veteran of the FBI. You know, we're hearing so much that, the downline unit of the FBI is, they're just outstanding work that they do in protecting our country, on a national and international basis. They do an incredible job that you can't even, we don't even know about it because it's so seamless, as it should be, and in the background, the way they protect us and look out for our interests. But now they're being exposed on some things, whether those issues would be political issues, like what's been happening with this Russian collusion deal, maybe some association at the higher levels with the deep state and that shadow government that has been operating here in America for a long time. And maybe the people are starting to wake up and realize, yeah, I mean, there's people pulling strings here. It's not just, you know, the political interests on K Street that are trying to drive the economy and are, you know, it's all about their self-interest as opposed to what's good for all of America. You know, they may argue, well, Bill, you know, you're overstepping there. You're kind of projecting this a little bit further. But yet history demonstrates that, you know, some of the policies that are promoted are of self-interest. They're not, you know, as they say, good policy makes for good politics. I wonder if you were to line all those policies up that have been created over the last couple decades, if they in fact did promote good politics. But the challenge is, as you know, once it gets in there, it's like a virus, you know, whatever, good or bad, it just spreads. And it seems like more, and I know it might appear cynical, but I think this is what Main Street America is talking about over their coffee every morning and every day, is that some of these, you know, some of these policies just don't make sense. And, you know, when you get a guy like President Trump who comes in, he just speaks it and tells us straight. And Main Street America goes, hey, he's our guy. I mean, you know, maybe we've really needed somebody from the outside for a long time. Maybe we just thought about it and maybe even spoke about it, but then really never thought that there would be a time to do this. I think Mitt Romney, in one case, offered a little bit of hope and opportunity, but unfortunately he couldn't bring it home. And I think that there were other forces there that were working against Mitt Romney, and I think some of the forces came from those from the shadow government that was in operation. But we'll never know. Okay, it's all speculative, you know. But again, there's things there that make you wonder, you know, which leads you into voter fraud, which the Democrats say there's no such thing. I mean, even Eric Holder, he looks straight in the camera, and goes, "There's absolutely no voter fraud." I go, well, that's interesting. You're the attorney general, and people are getting arrested and convicted for voter fraud. But you say none exists. And I look at what was the 58, 59 voting districts in Pennsylvania. The 1 year voted, 120% for Barack Obama. Well, it doesn't take a math genius to figure out that, you know, if 120% something, you know, 120%. Everybody, even people who are not supposed to be voting, because you got 20% over, you know the the whole total available voters, and in some cases, you know, relatives were looking and found evidence that said, "Wait a minute, it shows here that Grandpa voted Democrat." Well, Grandpa was a staunch Republican, and he's been dead for 20 years. Well, go figure. You know, only the Democrats could figure out a way to resurrect somebody and change their party affiliation and their vote. We laugh about it, but, you know, here we are. We're all twisted about, you know, what the Russians may have done or didn't do. Or, you know, I think everybody is pretty much of the mindset, the accepting mindset, to say, okay, yeah, they meddled, much like the United States meddles. You know, we do the same thing. So why are we surprised? The big surprise is, and I think even for Vladimir Putin, is he's just laughing. He's laughing his head off. He's got these knuckleheads. They're just so entrenched on this stuff. We didn't even have to drop a bomb, a dirty bomb, and mess up their power grid. We just, you know, spent a couple bucks. And I mean, it really was just a couple bucks that they spent. And we just played with them, like as if they're, you know, fleas in a jar or something. And we played with them, and they're all twisted. They've got special counsels. They're, you know, their eye is off the ball. I mean, we are such suckers. It's like we're fish with our, you know, lips hanging out just to be gaffed, to make it as easy as possible over this whole deal. Oh, it's Russian collusion. See, and what galls me is all this stuff was set up by the previous administration. You know, President Obama has little credibility with me, because he didn't hand this off in terms of, you know, they talk about, oh, we've got to protect the democratic process and the continuance of our way of government. Well, what did he do? I mean, he set up landmines so that when the new administration would come in, I mean, these things are blasting all around him. And on top of that, has ignited a resistance and the mainstream media in such a way. And I'm not saying this is all done by Barack Obama, but this is all part and parcel of this scheme and what, you know, the rest of America is looking at going, what is wrong with our country? Why do we have all this vitriol and contention going on? And meanwhile, we've got a guy in there who has walked away from bazillions of dollars to try to save our country. And we're doing everything we can to derail him. And, hey, let's get him out of there, too. Oh, great move. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, free.
Hey, it's Wade Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, reminding you what makes this country great. And if you want to know what it is, look in the mirror. You know, it is we the people. All the, you know, productivity, the powerful potential that lies there is, it's inestimable, you know, what is there. And we're starting to get a little taste of that after, you know, the last 10 years of people being, you know, tied up and told that they couldn't produce and that it was better that the government provide for them instead of them providing for themselves. And what is Donald Trump, what is he guilty for? He's guilty of, you know, unleashing this American power force and ingenuity. And we're just beginning here. I mean, I really see this as a bit of a technological revival, a productivity revival of humanity wanting to get back to work. I mean, this is why we were in such a, bummer state. And what I'm talking about, state of mind. We were all frustrated because we couldn't do what it is that we wanted to do. And what gets me excited is people are starting to dream big dreams again, you know, consider their options. Entrepreneurs are coming out and, you know, looking at ways that they can bring these ideas to market that they've had in their hearts and in their minds for dozens of years, I dare say. And here's this opportunity that's starting to come about, and in big part because of what Donald Trump has done with regulations, making it easier. I mean, he started out, remember, saying, hey, in my administration, for every new regulation, we got to get rid of two. I think now it's like 20, 22 are getting, you know, thrown out the window for every new one, which is very exciting because this gives a lift. It gives a buoyancy, a sense of opportunity among we the people. And they're responding. You know, we've had an exceptional year, by every standard. Exceptional because, you know, the pundits, all the... And I shouldn't say all, that's not fair. Steve Moore never felt that way. But let's say all on the left, pundits, economic pundits, thought that, you know, there was no way the president was going to hit the numbers that he expected and was talking about. You know, 3% GDP, even the CBO had come back and, you know, this is the brain trust of our government, saying, you know, there's no way. You know, Barack Obama had set the standard, and the new standard was more like 2%. Well, what do they say now? You know, when 3.2%, you know, what do they say now? You know, it's almost like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, they don't come back and say, hey, we miscalculated. Obviously, they miscalculated. But it's almost like you get this sense that you have people rooting against us within our own government because they don't want President Trump to succeed because, you know, that's impossible. You can't have somebody outside of the government body politic come in and straighten out our circus. You know, this is our circus. You know, what's he doing? He's an outsider. And everybody, you know, that has volunteered, you know, to help this country, you know, Ivanka's come in, her husband Jared, others in the family have come to help, Melania. I mean, they're coming in and they're not charging us, you know, they're not, you know, what salaries are they getting? My understanding is they're not getting any salaries. Even the president, we know, that's been real clear. He keeps donating his money, his salary. He can't just give it back to the government. He's got to find other ways to do it. Kind of hard. I mean, it's pretty bad when you're in the government. This is why they only know one way. They only know to get the money. They don't know to give it out. But there was, you know, it was a stretch for them to figure out, okay, well, what do you mean he wants to give the money back? You know, that's unheard of. We don't have a mechanism which to do that. So, you know, it took some consideration and pondering by the brain trust there on the Beltway to figure out how the president could say, hey, I want to turn the money over. So he's been donating it to various agencies as they come up. How do you deny that stuff? You know, why isn't the mainstream media, you know, why aren't we celebrating that for a moment? You know, he's given us everything he has for himself, and you know, people can be critical, just like anything, and look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say. and be critical of him, you know, because of what he did and previously. And mistakes as a human being that, hey, that's between him, his God, and his family. But they want to make it, you know, part and parcel of the public discourse. You know, anything to make him look bad. But meanwhile, at what cost? We're spending so much money right now on this Russian collusion deal. And the Democrats got to love this because it's kind of like the scene from Red October, right? Where, you know, the commander of the submarine ship says, hey, look, go ahead and reset the pins on those missiles, on those torpedoes. And what happens is it ends up coming back and exploding on them because of the pin that has been reset. And it, you know, the built-in safety mechanism was taken out of play, and it ended up, you know, coming back on them. And this is what it seems like with the Democrats, is they had a system that they thought was going to bring down President Trump. And it was kind of the backup, kind of a last-minute backup system in a way, because they anticipated that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. There's no way Donald Trump was going to be there. I mean, that's just unheard of. You know, you got to be part of the club. I mean, inside, deep shadow, you know, dark side of running the government kind of club. You know, secret handshake, decoder ring, and everything that goes with it, in order to be even vaguely considered, much less, you know, win. And this guy is a total outsider, comes in and moves their cheese on them, so to speak. And they're not happy. And so what do? They start this big resistance movement. You know, thank you very much. Instead of trying to help this country, trying to help the citizens of this country, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. But, hey, do you want to help? Do you want your government working for you? Or would you rather work it, you know, be working against you? You know, you may disagree on certain things. That's fine, you know. So we argue and we debate the policies. You know, kind of like the aspiring Senate candidate talked about on our you know, on our web, we have them linked on our website, and boy, I'll tell you what a brilliant response on all things, you know, all things political, not just, you know, the gun debate, but just in particular our politics. I'm talking about Delegate Nicholas Freitas, you know, who is running for Senate. What a powerful addition, I believe, for all of us, that he could be in our legislative body as a senator. This is the sentiment that I believe what he shares with us. And as I say, it's on the website. Check it out and listen for yourself how the debate on all things political, how they should be framed. But, you know, this is idealistic, and I understand. You know, my dad always said I was the ultimate optimist of all his children. But that's my hope, that we can realize that we're all in this together. Why waste our time? Why waste our money? Why not do something constructive? And yes, there's always going to be those antithetical forces. That's okay. We need that. We need it to realize that this is a battle, number one. And number two, you know, hey, a good discussion, a good fight, that's good. That's what strengthens us and reinforces why we believe in this great American experiment and why we're, with all our forces that we can possibly muster together, are trying to hold this together. You know, not so much for us, as I was talking to somebody yesterday about. It's not so much about us anymore. You know, what do we got left here? Maybe 20 years, whatever, if we're lucky, you know, at our age, you know. But it's about our kids and our grandkids. What kind of America are we turning over to them? You know, what example have we set up? I mean, it's embarrassing right now with all this contention and the resistance that's going on. You know, I don't think that this is the heart of Main Street America. And most Americans, we see it as a waste, and more people need to really respond to it as such, because, you know, the debt is mounting. $20 trillion and counting, and they could care less. It's not their money. It's our money. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. price. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your...
You know, when you think about it, I'll tell you, that is the ultimate that we can have is freedom. And this is that magnet, that shining light on a hill to the entire world, that freedom does work on so many levels. And we're so grateful that as Americans and residents in this country that we can partake in the fruits of freedom here. And it is really God's gift to us, if you really think about it. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Catalina Avalos is with us. We're going to talk talk about DACA. The deadline has passed. President Trump, what he did in bringing DACA to the forefront here and putting a deadline is he tried to... do the right thing, I believe. However you want to look at it, to me, he did the right thing in saying, look, there's no need to have people in the shadows here and wondering, you know, what is their status? We know that what Barack Obama did was unfair. It was unrighteous on so many levels. And what he did to these people, you know, they're under 35 years of age. They're not 4-year-olds, but they're still young adults that are here in this country. And Barack Obama did something that he knew was wrong with his cell phone and his pen, and he put them in kind of a limbo status. And Donald Trump says that's not fair. You know, that's not right for them. Let's make them legal. Let's get them out of the shadows and appreciate them for their contribution. There's been a lot of misunderstanding about this. And Catalina Avalos is with us, as I mentioned, former judge, juvenile sex crimes prosecutor, currently a director with the Florida law firm, Tripp Scott. Catalina, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What is your read on this whole situation at DACA? I look at it and have always looked at it as a positive that President Trump and this administration was trying to right an injustice.
You know, I agree with you in the sense that if we look at DACA and when it was first instituted, it really just offered a temporary solution. And that's not even going into the discussion of whether President Obama had the authority to enter the order or not, which is really what's being discussed in the court. So we look at it from two perspectives. One thing is what's going on in the courts, which is whether or not the president has the authority to begin the program and end the program. And the other thing is what's going on in the court of public opinion, for lack of a better term, right? People
right.
have their opinions as to what should be done with these young people and whether or not we should give them a definitive answer as to what their status is in this country.
And I think it's reasonable, you know, to rectify this. Yes, it is all part and parcel of a bigger immigration issue, but it seems like this is something that they want to tackle. I feel a little bit differently. I think you got to deal with the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. If you do, then this stuff will take care of itself. This just leaves it open. When we bifurcate the debate like this, it leaves it open for bigger problems down the road, in my humble opinion.
I don't disagree with you, and I think that we need to start looking at immigration. We need to institute an immigration policy that's tempered with intelligent compassion, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we have these kids. We got to do something about them. I think everybody agrees that something has to be done.
Right.
But right now we have a Senate that's not acting on it. March 5th has come and gone, and we still don't have an answer. And we have courts, the courts that are giving us two different opinions.
Exactly.
So you have these kids that only know the United States as their country. They're in college, they're adults now, and they don't know where they stand. And I think that it's our responsibility and our obligation to come up with a solution for this issue.
Mm-hmm. And I would say to these kids, if I might, Catalina, is that, look, this is a healthy debate. This is what America is all about. I know that your life may seem to be hanging in a balance, but hang in there. We're going to do the right thing. Revolting, you know, in the streets, you know, grabbing your crotch and flipping Americans off and, you know, burning the American flag, this doesn't help the cause. This is bad PR on your part. Trust us that we're going to do this. We're going to do right, you know, because we do. This is what America is. We are a nation of immigrants. But keep in mind the kind of immigrants that, you know, people celebrate. They're ones that came to this country, that have contributed, that have assimilated, who have advanced the cause of the democratic process. The red carpet, the welcome mat is open for immigrants and people that would like to come to this country and enjoy and participate. But for those that want to come and do evil and wreak havoc and disrupt the democratic process, then I say you're qualified at the door and you're not welcome.
You're right. We're a nation of immigrants and we're a nation of laws. And that's why I say we need an immigration policy that's tempered with intelligent compassion. And by that, I mean, you know, we got a vet who's going to stay. We got a
exactly.
vet who's going to come in because we wouldn't just let anybody in our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
this is our house on a much bigger concept. The United States is our house.
Exactly.
And we
How
need
did,
to protect it.
But, you know, is it a simple thing as saying, you know, that so many laws have been broken, that the immigration system has been so compromised that people don't even honor? I mean, I think people are confused anymore. I mean, you've got a state in California who is so confused to think that being a sanctuary state is somewhat acceptable and not going to be challenged by the federal government. Well, Arizona found out that they couldn't act on their own with Barack Obama. Look what happened there. You know, the Supreme Court supported President Obama's decision. So what's the difference between California and now President Trump?
Well, we need, again, I think we need to start acting as a country. We need to start looking at what's in the best interest of the country. I am an immigrant. I came here when I was 2 years old. I was born in Colombia. By the grace of God, I am an American citizen. I can't imagine any other country but this one to be my country. But at the same token, I say, you know, I've always had somewhat of an issue of classifying immigrants just by virtue of them not having a legal status because of all the challenges and the difficulties in obtaining legal status here to just classifying as illegals and almost associate them as criminals, right? Mm. But we do need to, we can't just act on our own and institute laws in California, for example, where I think some of those laws, at least one of those statutes, they're going to have an issue with, and it might be unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. Well, Catalina, Catalina, what you just expressed is that part that you've said several times here in terms of being sympathetic. And I understand where you're coming from, and I believe that is there. But by the same token, you know, we have to be, you know, if we're a nation of laws, then we need to understand and be careful about what we say, because we went from these are illegal immigrants to undocumented, and, you know, the terminology with each new word in introduction, it softens it. And I think sometimes takes away from the seriousness. This is serious. I mean, we're talking people's lives here. And, you know, and I don't know what the best word to use is, Catalina, that is kind of down the middle there. But it's just that, you know, we want people here in this country, either they're here legally for whatever reason, on a visa, or, you know, they're part of the immigration system and part of the million or so people who are vying for citizenship, you know, whatever the process, but that they shouldn't have to feel like they're in the shadows because we have put them at risk. That's what has concerned me greatly as I see young women and young boys in situations that they can't call the police because they're undocumented and they have no one to protect them, and they have to rely on street justice. And the street justice, you and I are very well aware of, is not anything that resembles the law system of America.
Absolutely, and I think Congress should listen to this and listen to the mandate of the people to say mm-hmm. get something done.
Yes. Well, it's really, really on them, and this is what Donald Trump did. He brought it back into the light and threw it right where it needed to be. Our laws happen in the legislative branch, and Catalina, I think whatever side you're on, I think most reasonable people are yelling at Congress to say, do your job, huh?
Absolutely, and I think that there is a compromise to be reached. Maybe no one's going to be 100% happy, but we can get to a point where we're satisfied. We have an outcome. There's an answer for these dreamers that they know where they stand.
Yeah, the dreamers and the citizens. It's got to be win-win all the way around. I'm right with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Catalina Avalos, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dream.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad. Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I know there was supposed to be a big voice there somewhere to say, here. Steve. Yeah, I know, but what we missed our big voice here, and I didn't want to step all over it like I normally do. So I think Bradley decided, well, we're not even going to use the big voice because Martina steps on him all over that time. So we'll keep him out of his own misery. Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California. Yeah, same place. Hey, before we get into, you know, what happened at the box office, is what happened on TV with the Oscars?
Well, it was the Oscars.
Yes.
I guess it was off by about 20 million folks. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's a tough thing to do these days because, to tell you the truth, most people haven't seen the movies.
Yeah.
Just that simple. I mean, I have seen them all. There were 9 films up for Best Picture. I've seen them all. I thought it was a terrific year. Mm-hmm. Then I'm into that sort of thing.
Well, of course,
most
yeah.
people haven't.
Yeah. Well, the deal is that some of the stuff is, you know, I think, you know, people go to the movies for escape. And to be entertained, to be, you know, to bring the political in, what, sadly, what the industry is doing is likened to what the NFL, and I still think they don't quite get it. They're slowly but surely starting to get it that, you know, playing games with, you know, things like iconic things like the national anthem, it doesn't work. You know, there is a price to be paid. There is a place where you can go and express your political opinions. I mean, you have every right. It's the First Amendment right of all of us. But, you know, we want to be able to go to the movies and enjoy ourselves, get away from everything. I mean, it's entertainment, right?
Well, there's a lot of entertainment going on. Here's what I think is happening. For one thing, we have movies that are being made for the international market now, mm-hmm. which by definition, almost, I'm going to say dumb it down, but it's not really that. These are movies that have to translate into various cultures, so they rely heavily on big special effects and a simple storyline, mm-hmm. because it's easy to translate a car blowing up, you know, it works in
America. It's a universal thing, right?
It's a universal
thing. Yeah, right,
thing.
Exactly.
And
right.
they have to start making these big blockbusters for the international market because they cost so much to make, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So you have it out there. So from a critic standpoint, they're probably not the most interesting films out mm-hmm. there, just from an artistic and critical cinematic perspective, right?
That's a good point.
I use this example. I mean, it's like McDonald's. McDonald's probably feeds more people than any other restaurant in the world, right? They're everywhere.
Yes.
And it's good food. There's nothing wrong with it. But from a gastronomical perspective, if you're, you know, one of the great chefs, you're looking at this saying, well, it's not probably the most interesting food for various reasons.
Yes.
It's tough, but not the most interesting. So that's really, I think, what is happening with the Academy Awards. They're becoming more like the Independent Spirit Awards because they're looking for movies that are interesting, that critics find interesting, and they, by nature, are smaller films, I believe, but to me they're interesting, but they don't really get the play from the mass audience that other films do.
So. Yeah, I think that, you know, I always believe the cream rises, Steve, and I'm, you know, I think that, you know, that will happen. It's the other stuff that, unfortunately, that, you know, I think Main Street America has told the Oscars and the organization, and even the organization you, because they sent out a memo, said, hey, guys, don't go political. Let's just stay away from that. But they couldn't help themselves.
Well,
and,
as far as the telecast is concerned, I think, you know, I was talking to somebody, I think maybe, Mike, what they may need to do is to divide the category into movies that have made more than 100 million and movies that have made less than 100 million, some way to be able to address the bigger movies and to include those in the show, because those are the movies that people are familiar with and that have entertained millions throughout the world.
And you're right. You're right. We may be missing golden nuggets along the way. This is what I love, you know, in our conversations, is that you bring out a lot of these independent films that nobody else talks about, Steve-O. And I look for those. And in fact, you know, you and I ought to do our own award, the Independent Awards. And I'm sure they already have it to some degree. But I mean, to really, you know, address maybe your top five independent movies of 2017 that are, you know, that are those golden nuggets that are hanging out there that we need to be aware of, that are of value, that kind of get lost in the rush. You know, it's kind of like, you know, with some of these, you know, independent movies, you may find out 3-4 years down the road, you know, and it becomes almost an urban legend or something. And now we're looking for that that other one, you know, My Left Foot, you know, that's, what do I mean, My Left Foot? Where did that come from? You know?
Yeah. So, right. You know. Well, you know, I mean, like I said, I mean, if you're into films, this is a great time, but a lot of people aren't necessarily as into films as others. Maybe
and unfortunately, yeah, you're right. And the political stuff, you know, that stuff is wearing. People don't want that. I just say, let's bring Billy Crystal back. You know, if we can get him back on it. I mean, some of the best Oscar memories that I have was Billy Crystal was MC.
Billy Crystal's great. Hugh Jackman's great. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, we got a great. Anyway, Black Panther is great right now, right?
And let's talk about a successful film, one that seems to please the critics and the audiences alike. We had this Black Panther, which made another $66 million, which was it was more than the next seven films combined. It's made over $500 million in the last 3 weeks. Just in this country alone, another $400 million overseas.
So it's going to hit a billion?
Soon,
a billion worldwide. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable. So people, if you have the right movie, people will show up.
Hey, why doesn't Disney tell everybody, because of what they've done at the box office, hey, let's have free Disney Day. Everybody, all the Disney parks are open for one day just to celebrate all the great gross, earnings that they've had. What do you think,
That's
huh?
A wonderful idea.
Do you think I will get the Beneficial Suggestion Award this year from Disney offering that up?
Yeah, I'll put that in the suggestion.
All in favor, aye, okay. Hey, dilly-dilly, we say, huh? Okay, all right.
Number two last weekend, Red Sparrow. I had a chance to see that movie. Jennifer Lawrence, Joel Edgerton. It's a great cast. It really is a terrific film. It is about Jennifer Lawrence plays this spy. And it's one of those movies that is like a great spy film in that it keeps you guessing until the very end. It's a little rough in spots. There's some torture scenes that are a little rough to watch. But it is a very interesting film. I would recommend it. About 63% of the critics went for it. And it's going to be out there again this weekend. It was number two last weekend.
Right.
Then we have Death Wish. We didn't get a chance to talk about this last weekend. But this is the old Charles Bronson film, right?
It's
been reimagined. It came out in 1974. It's been reimagined with Bruce Willis in the title role. Did some fairly decent business, $13 million last weekend. Game Night was number four. Had a chance to see that one as well. That's with Rachel McAdams and Jason Bateman. Fun movie. I'd recommend that. And Peter Rabbit rounded out the top five. Well, out this weekend, we have a film which a lot of people have been waiting for. They've been trying to make this into a movie for the longest time. It's called A Wrinkle in Time, based on
Oprah.
Yeah, well, Oprah's very much involved, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is based on the book by Madeleine L'Engle, which came out back in 1962. But unfortunately, the critics don't seem to be real thrilled about this adaptation, 43% recommending A Wrinkle in Time. This is a big-budget movie. They have a lot of bucks invested in this. It's supposed to look beautiful up on the screen, but from what I've been reading a lot of the critics, and they're saying that emotionally it may be not quite there. Here's what's going on. It's about Meg Murray. She is this typical middle school student kind of struggling with issues of self-worth, and she's kind of desperate to fit in. She's also the daughter of two world-renowned physicists. She's very smart, uniquely gifted, and as is her brother, Charles. But as she's really yet to realize it for herself. Now, making matters even worse is the baffling disappearance of their father, played by Chris Pine, Mr. Murray. This torments Meg and has left her mother heartbroken. Now, Charles enters the picture, the brother, and he introduces her and her fellow classmates to three terrestrial guides, and this played by Oprah Winfrey, Reese Witherspoon, and Mindy Kaling. They journey to Earth to help her search for their father, and also together they set off on this formidable quest.
See, I think they should have had Shirley MacLaine in that group, I'm just saying.
Certainly has the background for this.
Right, I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, traveling via a wrinkling of time and space known as Tesserine, they are soon transported to worlds beyond their imagination where they must confront a powerful evil. Now, to make it back home to Earth, Meg must look deep within herself and embrace her flaws to harness the strength necessary to defeat the darkness closing in on them. Now, people have been raving about this book for the longest time, but like I say, maybe, I don't know, we'll have to see how it does this weekend. They say it's going to be number one. They think it's going to make about $56 million. We'll see how it goes, though.
Well, we've got a female director, too, so that'll get the women all revved up, right?
That's right. There's been a lot of attention paid to that particular director, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Well, good.
Yep.
Okay.
We have another movie here which isn't pleasing the critics, but well, it's called The Strangers Pray at Night. That is P-R-E-Y at night. This is about a family staying at a secluded mobile home park for the night. They are visited by three masked psychopaths to test their every limit. Doesn't sound like a great time to me, but hey, you know, it's called The Strangers.
It's not a comedy.
I mean,
Chevy Chase isn't going to come falling out of the RV on this one or the mobile.
Although there may be a few unintentional laughs. Yeah. Okay, we also have a movie called The Hurricane Heist, not reviewed yet for the critics. Under the threat of a hurricane, we have criminals that infiltrate the U.S. Mint to steal $600 million in what they're calling the ultimate heist. All right, well, a hurricane blows in and blows up to a Category 5 storm, their well-made plans go awry. This meteorologist enters the picture, played by Toby Kebbell. He's terrified of hurricanes, but determined to save his estranged brother kidnapped by the thieves as the plot thickens even more. And he uses his knowledge of the storm as a weapon to win this nonstop action thrill ride. I guess we have a superhero weatherman coming to the rescue here.
Exactly.
In the hurricane heist. Also, a movie called Gringo out there this weekend, which I'm going to try to see this week. This is a dark comedy mixed with white knuckle action and dramatic intrigue. It explores the battle of survival for businessman Harold Soyinka, played by David Oyelowo.
Yes, our favorite color.
Try those names first thing in the morning.
Exactly, we like that.
Crossing the line from a law-abiding citizen to unfortunate.
Hey, we got to wrap it right there, Steve-O. Thank you, buddy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, aka Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded, too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true, and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.